I want to welcome you guys to Our Bop. This is Riddick's Book of Philosophy. My name's Philip Riddick, and this is where I talk about what I want to talk about the way I want to talk about it. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends, family, and loved ones to come in and enjoy my whimsical way of saying things, doing things, and thinking about things.
Please hold for a very important message.
All right, guys, at some time in a year or so, you're going to have to travel. In order to travel, you're going to have to spend money. I am a TSA, a travel savings ambassador for iBoomerang, and I can help you with that. I'm sponsoring myself. If you want to save up to 30 to 70% on your travel, send me your name, first and last, to dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. Once again, dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. People have to travel because of vacations. People have to travel for emergencies. People have to travel for family reunions. There are various reasons why you're going to have to travel. And if you're going to have to travel anyway, you might as well save some money. We are live. We are live, everybody. We are live.
I am socially bored.
And socially, so socially bored. We are. We are so bored.
And some of us are basic looking, but it's okay.
What do you mean basic looking?
Daddy, I ain't got no lashes. I ain't got no, my hair ain't done.
She got lashes.
Look, I don't have no nails done. Folks, I am going through it.
Folks. She thinks she's going through some shit and she's not.
I am.
She says she ain't got no lashes.
I ain't got no lashes.
Do you see those lashes?
I ain't got no nails.
She
says
she got no nails. She got nails. She says she ain't got no eyebrows. She got eyebrows.
My hair ain't done. What, I am going through it.
No. What she's talking about is she don't have that extra shit.
I need
it. She don't have extra shit.
I need it.
No.
I need it.
You don't need it.
I want it. I thank you, Daddy. I want it.
You want it.
Folks, I want it.
Are my daughters beautiful? I think all my girls are beautiful. But this one here, that one, this one right there.
With the lazy eye?
It ain't lazy.
It's lazy.
It just ain't working as hard as the other one.
I've been drinking. I don't even care at this point.
Hold on. I got to find my laugh track. I lost it. There it is.
I don't even care at this point.
Hey, Bobby Williams, what's going on? He said, what's up, fam? Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Let's have it for TJ. Thank you, TJ. That's right, for these nuts.
No, it's not for that.
Sid said, I'm adjusting sound. Sid says, Sid 223, sup Riddicks, what's up? TJ says, sup fam, sup
hey.
Man.
Hi. We're bored, man. Listen.
We're over this quarantine mess. We are.
We're not over it. Is Tim Kulikowski. I nailed it. I feel like an Olympic freaking diver.
Wow.
Bob Butler, what up, fam? From Philadelphia. What up, man?
How are you doing in Philadelphia?
Hey, Bob, from quarantine land. I can't say the quarantine word.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. Anna?
Aww.
You didn't know about that one?
I didn't. I surely didn't.
Chicago Low. Hey, Irma. How you doing?
Hey, girl. Hey.
TJ says, I'll drink to that. Yes, you will. Anyway. Wait. Ikeception? So not.
I meant Chitlin.
Exception? That's kind of cool.
Exception.
I know. So nice to see you and your girls together. Started watching your cooking video years ago. My Chitlin game is on point now. There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with making. Look, you got to put them work in them guts. Let me tell y'all what's going on. One, we bored as hell.
Yes.
Two, I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of doing a video.
We have coronas.
We
do have coronas. I will get them.
Listen, I got corona in the garage. Okay. But right now my garage refrigerator I'm not gonna tell you how many refrigerators I got, but my garage refrigerator right now has the Red's Apple Ale, and I don't even drink that crap.
Our mom does.
Look, that's an ingredient. I cook with that shit. Now, I ain't gonna lie. If I run out of everything, I will drink. Don't tell my wife. But I got Yingling Black and Tans in that refrigerator in the garage. Mm-hmm. And then right next to the garage, I mean, right next to that refrigerator, I have some Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. And then on top of that, I have a case of Corona just because it's a season.
Should we fill the keg?
No. Now I have a kegerator.
I mean,
that thing behind. Look, he says Apple Ale. I know, right, Tom?
It's our mom's fault.
Who drinks that shit?
It's our mom's fault.
Nobody drinks that shit.
Mom drinks it. Don't admit that, Shayla. Hold on,
DJ said, "No, you are ruining the taste. You ruined the taste buds, man. I know, man. I know."
Yes, he still does have the kegerator. The keg thing is actually right here.
Yeah, actually, Niecy's in the way. That's the keg. Right? Hold on. See if I can get my finger right. Hold on.
Right
there
is the handle.
Is the handle. But
it's just not filled.
I haven't put a new keg in there. And the reason I haven't put a new keg in there, because I drink that shit.
I mean, but at the same time, we're in this whole social distancing thing, so we might as well just get one. Yeah,
but I don't need more distance. Hold on, who said something? You still have the beer fountain? Yes, I do. That's what we just talked about. All right, Sid, y'all are set. I just have water in the fridge. Water.
Aww.
Man, your social distancing sucks.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, stay hydrated.
I'll tell you this, guy. Right. Y'all saw this. Listen, I got like this in a half a gallon bottle. Well, I got like this much scotch left, and I refuse to drink it all. So I've defaulted to 100 proof vodka and orange juice. Vitamin C. Don't be hating. Don't be hating. Corona, baby.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I'm trying to be healthy. Shit.
Oh, my
question.
Gosh.
What do you say, babe?
One, there was something about t-shirts.
T-shirts. What t-shirts?
What t-shirts?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got to scroll up now. Everybody trying to get into the act. Okay. Chicago says, hey, yo. Okay. From Memphis. Hey, that was Sugar Biscuits 85. Exception. That's awesome. I love that. I love that, man. Exception. That's awesome. I'm jealous, man. I should have called this the Exception Cooks. Anyway, they talk about t-shirts, Niecy.
TJ, man. TJ says, man, when we going to get them t-shirts?
Man, listen. You see her assault me? Right in front of y'all. I've been assaulted and peppered.
Terrible.
Anyway, t-shirts, man, look. I'm trying to make the channel successful. So what I have been doing, I think I diverted from what I was saying. I'm in the middle of, I had to scroll up for that, guys. Lita Baby, hey, Daddy Cooks and beautiful young, hey, beautiful young ladies. Y'all put your hands together for my daughters. They're so beautiful. Corona is a drink, Corona. No, man, Corona ain't strong enough. The best way to beat Corona is to drink hard liquor. Someone sent me something that said, and I know it's bullshit, but someone sent me something that said that someone had proved that hard alcohol kills the coronavirus. I'm like, well, shit, I'm good. See that one right there that's giggling? Shoot. Look, them two been drinking mimosas.
I started early.
Listen, when you drink mimosas so much that you laugh different, you done drink. There it is. You done drank too many of them motherfuckers. I ain't bullshit.
Look, hashtag, don't judge my journey.
Hashtag, I can't talk. Mimosa giggle? Shit.
Don't judge my journey. Okay.
I ain't no judge.
Look, I've been off for a little bit.
You've been off for a long time.
Thank you, COVID-19.
You've been off for a minute. Y'all forgive us. We in love. I love my girls.
Love you too, Daddy.
I love my wife. And I'd love for you guys to donate some money so I can support these motherfuckers. I'm just playing. I'm good. My brother say amen. All right. Exception. I'll definitely buy one of those t-shirts. My brother, take a swig for you working. Take a swig for a working man. Take a swig for he working man. Take a swig. Oh, she empty. I see now she going, look, I bet she asked her sisters to refill. I bet she do.
Hey, one of y'all, you love me enough.
What's love got to do with it?
Thank you.
Girl, bye.
No, thank you.
I love you.
Listen, I showed up with a full glass. I
had a full glass. I just finished it.
Look, I know how to do a live. Got these amateurs.
I had a full glass. I just finished it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-oh. Big Reddy says, you are truly blessed. I am, man, until I pay these bills. Girls don't know how to turn off lights, man.
I've been saying in two rooms this entire time. My room and the family room. That's all I've been doing.
You are one, too, who don't turn off the lights, Daddy. Yeah, I'm snitching.
Just the upstairs light. That's the one up the stairs. What?
No. It's still lights.
This is bad. This is when it's bad. I be following your mama around. I said, your mama. And be that light in the bathroom, the light in the laundry room, and the light in the closet in my room.
Well,
she don't never turn that light on. I be like, look, click, so save when you money. See, click, look, save money.
When you see the light bill, don't be blaming us. Blame her. All right?
I'm going to pay it anyway. You know why?
Because that's what daddies do.
Because that's what dads do.
I got it. But you be sitting there thinking, oh, these girls just don't turn out lights. Because I say in two rooms.
Diane, ooh, hey, Diane. Y'all put your hands together for Diane. Put your hands together for air fry recipes with Booger 500 US. Hello, Mezami. She said her friends, Mezami. Hey, Mon Ami, how you doing?
How you doing?
And look, she going to sneak in a kiss. She got a fresh drink. She don't give a shit.
You know, this is like the third bottle. I know.
Oh, Earl Blackman said, what about motion lights? Man, listen, we can talk about motion lights now, but the girls got to leave. Hold on. Blue Club Barbecue. Preach, brother. I live with four girls myself. Listen, that man you got, you live with four girls too, Blue Club Barbecue? Aww.
So wait, is it four girls and a wife?
Wait, you have a wife also? Come on. I feel bad for you, man. Aww.
That's why you gone all the time. Look, he's away. He's not in parts unknown because he wants to be. It's because he has to be.
Oh, wait,
he don't want to deal with all this estrogen.
No. Estrogen is just I would say like a vitamin, but for women. I'm sorry. For that, everybody, put your hands together for Daddy Dutch Barbecue. What's going on, Ken? Oh, he said three girls and a wife. All right, man, I still feel the same way. I got you beat by one.
Don't hit my daddy.
Uh oh, see, he's got a riot going on. Corona fight. Let's go. Well, of course, even our pet's a girl.
He won't let us have a pet.
Listen.
He won't let us have a pet. Will he let us have a pet?
No.
He won't let us have a pet.
I'll tell you why. One, that opportunity has passed.
That's wrong. I keep saying, let us have a dog. Let it be a boy dog. Kind of even us out.
Everybody in the house needs to be able to do something. We got good grades. We got successful career.
Successful career.
She said sexful. That's a Freudian slip. You nasty. I caught you.
Daddy, that ain't happening.
Now she's speechless.
Look, no, ain't no speechless. That ain't happening.
Let's have it for fear.
Dad, who's the most responsible one? Bob Butler just asked, out of us.
No, he says, Dad, who's the most responsible one? Me. Now, if you're talking about my daughters.
Tay.
The one that's not on now. I won't say the most responsible.
Tay.
I'll say the most.
Like you?
No. Oh, my. Okay, see, now you're starting a conversation.
Welp.
All of my. You said welp.
Welp.
All of my girls are like me equally, but unequally. And I got them here. So you can't say I'm lying on them because they all here.
All right. Well, the exception of one.
We're going to start from top to bottom.
Oh, so I'm at the chopping block.
Of course. I'm going to get you first. Oh, wait. Put your hands together for my oldest. Okay. This one here. I love her as much as any father can love a daughter. But she irks me.
Because I act like him.
Look, remember Star Trek 2? The Wrath of Khan? She vexes me.
Because I act like him.
And that's why. We have the same way of looking at things. And she was raised slightly different from the other ones.
I just have ovaries and I'm more emotional.
Well, the ovaries are just as good as underies. So stupid. Anyway. With you. The thing is, Jessica, when she was little growing up, she had more of a voice. Okay.
That came to bite them in the butt.
Bite me in the shaboinka boy. Listen, my wife would be like, stop it. You're a kid. Shut up. Stop it. You're a kid. Shut up. And I was like, no. Now, riddle, back me up.
Okay.
My oldest daughter, this one here, be like, Mom, I want to do this. And Kim would be like, no. Or we'll see. Or ask your dad.
And I'll be like, but why?
So I would come up. Dad, Mom said no. What do you think? I'll say, give me a reason to say yes. Am I lying?
You're not lying. And I will find every reason to say yes.
So then Perry Mason shows up, a lawyer. She starts stating her case. And I'm not bullshitting. Nope. Sometimes.
I had a valid argument.
She have a valid argument. I'd be like, you know what? That makes sense. Fuck it. Go. Kim, she can go.
And Mama get mad.
I ain't getting no booty that night. But anyway.
Ew.
What?
We were here by accident.
Well, you know, Niecy, don't help him.
Well, y'all other two didn't show up that night. Anyway. So there's a pretty good distance of time between my oldest and then my next oldest. This one right here, Mrs.
Anger.
Anger.
Anger. She is the yellow ball of fury.
The beige blur.
The beige.
That was an accident. I didn't know he was there.
I'm going to tell the story now. No. I'm going to tell the story now. See, I was home. From parts unknown, because you guys know I'm going a lot, so the girls have free reign of this dwelling place. So one day I'm here, and the beige blur right over there with the pretty t-shirt, she comes out of the shower
to go to her room,
but I was home and I think she forgot, and she wasn't wearing no house coat. She was like, shoo. And I was like, what? it's a humbling experience when you see your buck ass naked daughter come running across. Yeah. But she went so quick, I couldn't see nothing. Now, I ain't no pedophile. But anyway, but she went by so fast, it was a blur. And she's very light skinned.
She's been a beige blur.
She's been the beige blur ever since. Y'all write that shit down. Wait,
so someone asked what's the age difference between us?
Okay, see, we was talking about this earlier. Listen, I mess up their ages all the time, man.
That's okay. The funny thing.
So I'm going to let y'all explain
that. Okay. So are we at, like, our ages, or are we wanting to know, like, the age differences? Because I can say age differences and not sit there and put me on blast. I'm just saying.
Hold on. We got people coming. I got to holler at. Right, we got Jay and D, Stephen and Jacqueline. How you doing? They say, family, good evening. How you doing? Bushy Bato, what's going on? Daddy Dutch already spoke to Kent. Brother James, aim them and claim them. I already talked to Booger, talked to Kent. Who am I missing? Rob's laughing. Steph and Jacqueline. All right. I know I made exception. I love that name. Doris McHenry, my phone buffering, can't hear. But every other word, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Afro. Wait. Put your hands together for Afro Power. I love it. Wait. On three, guys. Afro Power. 1, 2, 3. I love that. Everyday Barbecue. What's going on? He says, be well, everyone. Have to jet. Please take care of yourselves and everyone. That's right. Take care of yourselves. Take care of everyone. If someone sneezes or coughs, run. Just run. Wait, don't even look back.
Wait. You can't say that. People got allergies.
I don't give a shit. Look, if you run and you're wrong, you can always run back.
Oh, my. Ah, you still got to go into our differences.
Sylvia Wiggins, she says, hey, daddy and daughters.
Hi.
I love it when you call me Big Daddy. It's supposed to be Papa Daddy.
Anyway. No.
She said no.
No.
What?
No. Anyway. Hold on.
That didn't work?
No. You'll be all right. You're right. You just got on me. You got to get on Shayla and her difference. The little yellow ball of fury.
What? Listen.
Okay, so.
She is the anger incarnate.
Okay.
So. She is father's anger incarnate. She's gotten better.
Oh, no. This is fine. Am I buffering? Are we buffering? Guys, are we good or are we not? I'm seeing buffering here. Hello, feeling everyone. Just popped in to show my support. Hey, Tovia, I got you. Listen, man. Listen, Tovia, I finally got you. Listen, we right across town. And I got a podcast. And Tovia, you're going to come here. I can't tell you what to do. Would you please come here to this place on that microphone and we can do a podcast, man?
After the social distancing.
Yeah. Well, listen. Okay, after social distancing. Listen, we ain't got shit.
Social distancing.
It says no buffering from J&D. Dan, a little buffering.
Cool.
Anyway, Tovia, once all of this nonsense is over, can we do a podcast? Hey, Daryl, Bad Bees Barbecue. What's going on? I'm going to wait for that answer from Tovia. Okay. Man, we're right across the corner. He says, hey, Booker. Anyway, I hope he can hear me. Tovia. Okay.
All right, get into our differences again.
I will.
You're getting sidetracked.
Tovia, we need to do a podcast, man. Or we could just do a live. We could do a live cook downstairs. You want to do a podcast upstairs and a live cook downstairs? We could do that, man. Come on, Tovia. You're too close, man. You're too close. Janice said, look, little doers will sanitize everything. I got very little doers left. I'm drinking 100 proof vodka and
he'll make me be the sacrificial lamb and go out to the doggone liquor store to get it.
You know what she said? She said,
okay.
She said, every time I leave, it's like doing a Walking Dead run
for supplies. That's exactly what it feels. Because I still have to work. Unfortunately, I'm essential.
You are essential.
I'm essential. Anyway. I don't believe I'm essential, but I'm essential.
No, baby, you're essential. You are essential. Even if you don't have to go to work, I need you to go get stuff. Phil, hold on. Maybe once things calm down, I'll be happy to come there. Maybe a live cooking. I'm too shy for everything. Man, you can't be shy. You with me. I got you. I got you.
The fact that we all did that, like the vet, that's scary.
Come on, man. Everybody thumping. And I'm the only one without a titty. Anyway, we got you. Look at that face. Ow.
Stop
hitting
my
stop
hitting me.
Corona fight. Stop Corona it. Fight. Corona fight.
I'll lick all of y'all.
Y'all killing
me. I'll lick all of y'all.
No, stop. Don't start sharing saliva. Daryl at Bad Bees Barbecue says, at Daddy Cucks, that's right, Phil. Just have to wear gloves and a mask. I know, man. We'll be mop level 4. Only you guys in the military know what that is. All right.
Okay. All right.
But again, Tovia,
get back into the differences.
We got you, man. I'll pick you up, wrap you in saran wrap, bring you here.
Did you say saran wrap?
I'm trying to protect the man. Bring you here, unwrap you. We can do the podcast and the cook. I'll wrap you up again and drop you off at the house, man. I'm going to have to stop at Food Lion, though. Get some ingredients.
What's wrong with you?
Anyway.
All right, back to our differences. Back to our differences.
Now, this one here, that one there.
YBF.
One is the cleanest by far. Cleanest by far. If you walk around the house and don't see her, she's in the shower or the tub. I'm surprised she's not wrinkly right now. She'll keep the kitchen clean. We're not going to talk about the kitchen.
We are not about to talk about the kitchen.
That one there. But you make her angry. No, if she even thinks you made her angry, oh, she mad as fuck.
True story.
That one there got a temper. Shit, I be scared. I got to put my foot down. Stop. Hey, listen, you can't be that angry because I'm angry too. That one
the
there.
The stories we could tell.
That one there.
Oh,
I ain't lying. Now this one.
YBF.
Here. Now this one here.
Well, you're here. She's going to talk about talk you about, and then he'll get
I'll talk about Tay later. This one here, Lanicia. She's my sense of humor. So all of my girls are different pieces of me, but this one here's my sense of humor. She'll crack you up when you ain't even expected it. You know, look at her. She about to burst with bubbly right now. Look at that one there. It has my sense of humor. But when I say they're all me, and then they have my, like this one here acts like me, but it's like concentrated, boiled down like me. It's irritating. And then this one here has my temper, but it's boiled down angry. It's irritating. And this one here is my sense of humor, but it's boiled down funny. It's not irritating. It's just crazy.
So if we were boys, this would be a whole different listen, conversation.
If they were boys, I wouldn't even be lying right now. They'd be in the front room fighting.
Boxing or something.
Man, the one that's not here, Octavia. And she's my, and I'll get to the comments here in a second. But Octavia.
Should have been the oldest.
She's the, no.
She should have been the oldest. She should have
the oldest. Look,
we're all in agreement. She should have been the oldest.
Look, the one that's the second youngest, they all agree should have been the oldest. Isn't that crazy? I don't know.
Because we all go to her. Look, we all go to her when we're pissed off.
That's because you all guys get pissed off.
No, she's the rational one. She'll sit there. She'll listen to me. She'll listen to her. She'll listen to her. And it should be like, okay, you're crazy. You're overreacting. And you need to shut the hell up. Can I go play my game again?
Put your hands together for the rational one.
That's exactly how it goes. Is that Uncle Aaron?
That is my brother.
Hey, Uncle Aaron!
Oh, everybody put your hands together for my brother, Aaron Riddy. I hope I'm not overdoing the sound effects, but I love this so much.
He does.
But anyway, I'm going to get back to these comments, guys. I'm sorry. But Octavia, the one that's playing video games right now, if we buffering, it's her fault. She ended up killing somebody.
On some platform.
On some platform. Laser cannon. Pew, 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 pew. She fucking somebody up right now. And if she don't win, she's going to be pissed. Dad. We got a team and everybody's not good. So now I got to stop what I'm doing to talk about the dynamics of a video, okay? But anyway, she is my... How do I compare?
She's the most like you, honestly.
Well, you're all
she's
like
the most
me.
Like you, but she has mom sensitivity.
But there you go. But I'm kind of analytical. I'm very analytical. And the girls get mad at me, and they'll vouch for this.
Ernest, you can still talk freely. It's okay. It's okay. We're raised by him. We've heard it all.
Listen, my girls, they accuse me of not being the most sensitive.
Because he's not.
Because when you... 23 years military. Airborne Ranger Infantry.
He's kind of a booty.
Army. Ball. Combat veteran. So...
He knows it.
If you present me with a problem, I'm going to analyze the problem, try to come up with a solution. Which doesn't always include, oh, baby, you'll be okay. My shit,
it doesn't include ovaries.
It doesn't. These straight testicles, these nuts.
And therein lies the problem.
Hold on, Ernest says, Phil, you're a jackass. I love you that way. Hey, everybody put your hands together for Ernest. Salute. But here's the problem. I know I need to be more sensitive, but if one of my girls, and they're hearing me, they come to me and say, Dad, I got a problem with a guy, and right at and is where my brain turns off. Because I'm like, problem with a guy.
He's talking about me.
I'm talking about all of them. But I got a problem with a guy. Because this one here, they go tooth and nail with her boyfriend, but that's
her
okay.
Wait. Her fiancé.
See, I just got corrected.
Look, she look. You saw that face? Yellow ball of fury is about to come out. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Put a ring on it.
Hold on, hold on, Daryl. I'm going to get these guys. I'm missing comments. I'm just talking. Phil, guess you don't have to worry about boys coming to the house with this corona. There you go, man. Hands together. Everybody put your hands together for Daryl. Ain't got to worry about no drive-by shooters, man. Kind of showing up with penises and shit. I don't have to worry about that right now. Little sick penises. Jessica, didn't we talk about that phone?
Huh?
If you can, huh? You can hear. I learned that from her.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, hold on. Rome Chill says, did you ever go to the Gus Savage picnics in Chicago? No. No, I did not.
Oh, Dad, we never answered the question.
Hold on. My dad is retired Army Vietnam vet. He can be a butthole sometimes, too. There you go.
We never answered the question.
What was the question?
Our age differences.
Oh.
Y'all take care of that.
Okay.
I got to make sure I'm sipping on my Corona antidote. All right.
Because he'll forget. Anyway, I'm 32. I'll be 33 this year.
I'm just kidding.
Sip your drink.
Anyway.
That hit my
I'm 32, about to be 33 this year. To Shayla, you are?
26.
She's 26.
You're that old, really?
You want me to do it for you?
No, no.
Okay. All right. Octavia, who is not here. Octavia is 20, what, 3? She'll be 23 this year.
See, you didn't know anything. You were guessing.
No, she'll be 24 this year. You'll be 22 this year. Y'all 2 years apart.
Yeah, next month.
You can't blame me.
Anyway. Hey, I know the days.
I don't even know the years.
He be forgetting.
I be guessing.
He be forgetting. Look, this is what he'll do. All right? I'm going to tell him. This is what he'll do. Baby. Huh? What year was your sister born? Which one? All of them.
But don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell your mom.
I got the messages. Okay. Don't tell your mom and don't tell your sisters. Okay. I know the day. I think.
Yo, this is what happened.
This is a funny thing because all of their birthdays begin with an A. It's either April or August.
I know.
For them. So he'll be like, okay.
And technically, it's my fault because we did the humping like 9 months before. Ew. You can't tell some of the story.
Look, all I know was two were a barbecue, one was Thanksgiving, and I was on your anniversary. That's all I need to know.
You were the anniversary.
I know. Again, I'm a year and 9 months to the day. Cool. Thanks. Awesome.
Wait, you were a barbecue. You were a barbecue. I think Octavia was a Thanksgiving.
No, Shayla was a Thanksgiving. Okay. The fact that I know this, I should not know this, but I know this. Okay.
Ernest, Phil need Jesus.
He need more than Jesus.
Put your hands together, Buddha, for these nuts. Hands together Allah. For these nuts.
He needs the dog, Greek gods, Roman gods, here. Too, Egyptian, all of it.
But Daryl says holiday sex, hashtag holiday sex acts.
Again, I was an anniversary. So you can't blame the holidays on me.
Oh, y'all got me.
Right? Oh. You can't blame the holidays on me.
All right.
Shut up. Don't help them.
No, it's a magical time every time.
I want to thump you so bad.
She walked in. That's what I told your mother.
Why? 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 Did you really? Oh my God.
You walked into that. You walked into that mouth wide open. Okay. What were we answering?
I don't even know at this point. Look, all I know is we're getting comments like wow and all this other stuff.
See,
there's
now,
no filter in this house, okay?
All right. Folks, we're on for 33 minutes.
I'm almost certain there's a story for all of us to have walked in on them at one point or another. No. I'm almost certain.
No, it's not.
See, now
I got a story.
You got a story?
No, I never walked in.
I walked in on y'all. Y'all think I don't know, but I know.
Walked in on who?
You and mama.
Did you learn something?
Ew.
I heard y'all.
See?
I heard
no filter.
Y'all, I have
no filter.
What?
No filter. No. See, they used to play with us too, right? So they'll sit there and do. It'd be quiet in the house and everything. They'd be sitting there like, hey, let's go mess with the kids. All right, cool. So they'll sit there and go lock the door. Next thing you know, mama in one chair, daddy in the dog on bed. Then they just start making noises. And it's like in the middle of the day. And you, they be like making noises. You got bang on the door like, wait. What you doing to mama?
See, now y'all going to make me tell some secrets.
No. Don't. I don't need no nothing.
There been some times.
There's sometimes I should look.
There been some.
Remember time. When that whole Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos thing when Lola walked in on them?
No,
that's happened to me.
No, I'm talking straight stealth mode. Stealth mode.
I don't need to know this.
There been times y'all done walked in and you're like, "Mama," she be like, "Oh,
why?"
And then I mean, look, no. Y'all standing there, covered up, and I'll be like. And she be like,
No.
Hey, you brought this up.
Don't help him.
Don't act like I'm the only one. Folks, you guys in here, y'all done that. Y'all done got some sneaker booty with your kids around. Don't play. You see two of them cover their face.
Why?
Because it felt good.
What?
Stop asking questions you don't want to answer.
I'm asking a question.
Dang it, if it wasn't me, it would have been you.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would have been.
No, it would not. Ernest, y'all went ahead and finished. We couldn't finish.
No.
Couldn't finish. We had to wait from the lead. We had to wait from the lead to finish. But they interrupted a good thing, man. Shit. Folks, I'm going to tell you up front. Don't let children interfere with your life. I think because she showed up, she got there.
That's probably accurate, though. That's probably anyway. Accurate. Anyway. Shayla, you need to say thank you, Jessica. Thank you.
Doctor Taiwan says, ask me no questions. I tell you no lie. Hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
This is the most down-to-earth channel you're ever going to see. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer that shit.
He will answer it. Every time.
I'm going to answer
that. You can ask him a basic Aaron says, question.
Thump joke. Damn it, boy. That's right.
Don't help him, Uncle Aaron.
Hold on, wait. Darryl,
please don't help him.
Daryl, Babby's Barbecue says, damaged goods, LOL. There you go.
Lock the door, man.
Listen.
They thought they did.
When your kids are small, you got to make sure they ain't getting into stuff. And when you know they want to ask you a question, you got to be available. You can't detach from your family, even if you ain't trying to detach from your wife at the same time.
That's not funny.
Oh, that's funny.
That's not funny.
That's funny.
What is wrong with you?
Look at that. Carla Grimes. Thank you, Carla. Put your hands together for Carla. She said, pop the nuts whenever you can.
Now, look. If it was us, it'd be a whole different story.
Hold on,
but because it's him.
Wait, eyes married. Eyes married. Don't start. Harpo, who this woman? Don't start.
No, you did not. Yes. Did. Father, you.
I'm married. Listen.
Air fryer, kids, were you trying to make sure daddy was getting this stuff too? Yes. Yes. Oh, that's no. Exactly what I was trying to
listen,
do.
Listen. When people are in love, booty will happen. Listen.
Father.
What?
You are the same person. I remember I was dating a person at one point and you had just came home.
Okay, keep talking.
Hold on, wait. Is this in the comments?
Exception. I love that name. Says, I have one daughter under 12. I believe the same thing. If she asks, I'm going to tell. I'd rather her hear the truth from me than a lie from the world.
Absolutely. Just absolutely. Things we just wish we didn't know.
Let me put a tidbit in your ear. Exception, she's 12. When she's 20, you got to look at, no, not 12. About 3-4 years from now, they're going to be some drive-by penises, man. You got to watch out for those. They're dangerous. I used to tell my girls, check us out. I told her, I said, penises are poisonous.
He did.
Penises are poisonous. Really, Father? Yes, they are. They will kill you.
He told me it will bite me.
Yes.
It will bite you and kill you.
I mean,
penises are poisonous.
That's what he told me.
Every young man with a penis is poisonous.
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Ain't that fucked up?
Anyway, oh my gosh. Now, if we were boys, it'd be a whole different story.
Oh, if you were boys, I'd be like, listen, conquer. You need to conquer.
Right.
You just show up.
Double standards.
Don't wear pants. Just show up.
What is wrong with you?
Dick first.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a human.
Okay. I remember I was dating this guy. You had just got home.
What?
And one of the first thing you were like, Jamaican, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. And the first thing you say, y'all screwing? I'm like, yeah. And that's exactly what you were like. That's exactly what you sat there and said. You were drinking that day too, just so you know.
And immediately I felt like I had to kill him.
Yes. Yes, you did. Yes. Okay. And then it's like, it's one of those things. Well, daddy told me not to lie. But if I tell the truth, what's going to happen?
You got to roll the dice.
And I rolled the dice. Y'all, yeah.
Look, you look your boyfriend in the face and be like, good luck, motherfucker.
He didn't last long.
He did go away.
He did go away after about. What?
She said full Hunger Games.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Ernest says show up. I'm sorry I'm missing comments, guys. We just laughing and joking. He says show up naked and just a cowboy hat on. Don't cook bacon. I don't know where that came from, man. But Ernest, if you got a cowboy, don't cook bacon. That shit hurt. It just do it in the microwave or the oven. Don't fry that shit. It fuck your balls up, man.
What is wrong with you?
What? Hey, I'm listen, it's Corona. I'm trying to help people.
Oh my God!
Wait. I think it's just a universal thing though.
What's a universal thing?
Don't be naked and cook bacon.
Everybody knows that. It hurts. Everybody knows that. Don't be naked and cook bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Hold on. Antoine Kate says, homeboy better be glad he didn't plant two in the chair. Listen, failure drill. You explain.
One head, one in the heart. You don't give a fuck on that.
Huh? Two in the chest, one in the head.
That's right. I'm sorry. I've been drinking. My bad. Okay.
Bacon fried these nuts.
Don't help him. What is wrong with you? Hello from Italy. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
How's everything going?
Are you okay? Nunzio Alfano. I hope I said that right. I hope you're okay, sir. I hope you're okay. Y'all don't get fried balls. Booger says, y'all don't get fried balls with an air fryer. Just saying. I know, right? I know. Doris McHenry says, daddy so real.
Yep. He ain't lied to us yet.
I got Josh and Babe. And man, change the name. Get the name back. Don't have to say Josh and Babe. Just like Josh Space and Babe. Come on. I need Josh and Babe back. Y'all killing me. All right, Rom Chill says, I know you're from Chicago because you talk like Chicago people.
We from the South. He from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago. They just came from Chicago, okay. Testicles. Oh, wait. Kill it.
Stop it.
All right, Italy is rough right now. Yep, Josh and Babe, I know. Do things, LOL, on D's. That's right.
I'm just glad y'all are trying to stay strong. You said, but we try to stay
all right. Nunzio says, here is a very, very bad situation. I'm sorry, man. Just look.
But we try to stay strong. So I'm getting both of their.
Yeah, just power through. Just power through. It's crazy. It's crazy
our
here.
Our prayer and love is with you.
Irma, I'm sorry, Chicago Low. I use your government name. I'm sorry. Y'all bringing life. She says, y'all bringing life and thrills to this shut in. Hey, we got bored. I was going to delete this, but I'm not going to delete this. I was going to hide this. I'm not. This might be nourishment for your soul. This might help someone else's nuts.
Stop it.
They got nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Ovaries. Come on. Prostates and shit.
You love me.
Okay. Anyway.
Thank you.
Reginald Harvard said, man, you're on fire tonight. Reggie from DMV. Nunzio, we're trying. I understand, Nunzio. I'm so sorry. They're asking. Woo, woo, woo. Rom says, woo. Oh, Club Utopia says, Dad from Joliet. Shoot, my dad. Look, my dad's on the south side of Chicago right now.
He ain't in Michigan?
No, his wife's in Michigan. My dad got remarried.
We weren't happy about it.
I mean, that's cool.
I wasn't happy about it.
I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna be honest with my audience. My daddy came a couple years back. He said he came here visiting. He said, "Boy, you know, old country folks still say that shit, boy." Because I would have been offended, boy. Yes, sir. Well, what would you say if I told you I'm thinking about getting married? And I said, Dad. I call him Pops. I'm like, listen, man. Mom passed away. You did what you said you're going to do. Till death do us part. You did that. Good job. I'm like, you're single now. I said, why buy the cow if the milk is free? Ah! Hey, he looked at me. Blink, blink. He said, what did you say? I said, listen, Pops. Do you love her? He's like, how are you going to ask me that? I said, that's what you asked me before I married Kim. Do I love her? So I'm asking you now, do you love this woman? He says, well, yeah, I do. I said, well, I don't think you should get married, man. He said, now my dad's like 70 plus. And then at the time. And he says, well, boy, you got a woman in your bed.
Ew.
And I said, Pops.
That's just as bad as knowing that you and mama.
You single now, and you can have as many women in your bed as you want.
Okay, so pause. Oh, see, that pause on play. Pause on play, okay? It already kind of freaks me out with mom and dad, okay? But my granddaddy.
Look, put your hands together for granddaddy nuts.
Stop it. Stop hitting me.
Hold on. We got some comments.
So it said, Jessica, y'all need to make the mama mimosas a little stronger. Trust me, they're strong.
Shit.
He raised me. I'm good.
Look, Antoine says, shit, he got to bust some nuts too.
No, he don't.
Did you just cough?
No, he don't. Okay.
Let's say, I live in Bergamo. It's in north of Italy. The 50% of Italian, 50% of Italian dead is in this city. I'm so sorry to hear that, man. I hope you all stay safe, but I look people like you to try. Yes, we're going to stay happy, man. You make the most of the best of a bad situation, man. But be safe. Be careful. Be careful.
Again, my heart goes out to you. My heart goes out to Italy. I wish there was something we could do. Just please stay safe.
And if someone coughs or sneezes, run, man. Run.
Punch him in the face.
No, don't touch him.
Wait, we can't touch him. That's right.
Hand sanitized, run, man. Shoot. Just slap him in the face when you're sanitized. Don't touch him.
We can't slap him with hand sanitizer.
No, you just run. Somebody goes, achoo, you give him a look. Just so you can identify him to the police and you break camp.
No, just please, just be safe.
Booger says, love you all, Daddy Cooks. You're putting smiles on people's faces, and it's very much needed right now. Got to go moderate the
high school.
Lord knows they need my ovaries there right now. Yes, they do. Yes, that's funny. It's going to be an influx in the maternity ward. Well,
not over here.
I'm glad she said, put your hands together for a smart daughter.
Hey, yeah, nothing happened over here.
I agree. They're going to be a whole bunch of bumping and grinding going around. When people get bored, how to word it delicately. When people get bored,
they be doing it.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Doing the F word.
You going to say that next to your father?
Yep. I got it from you. They be fornicating.
They using multi-syllable words and shit.
Intercourse. Bumping and grinding.
And fucking. Anyway.
I knew he was going to do it.
I love these girls, but I will not deceive them. Wait, Janice. Stop hitting my daddy. Why can't he get his balls? Look, why can't he get his balls drained? Why daddy can't get his balls drained? My daddy. That was a question. I didn't come up with that. Eric says Southside. That's right. Southside.
I'm still stuck on the draining of the balls.
Oh,
I don't need to know. That's my grandpa.
What?
Okay. That's my granddaddy.
He ain't allowed to have his balls drained.
Granddad.
He can't get it. He can't get
none. I feel like he trying to look.
Daddy can't
get the band trying to get cheddar biscuits, but this Randy Brown getting cheddar biscuits.
My daddy can't get none.
No.
Aww. I just want to push that button.
No. I don't look in my eyes. He is a virtuous man.
See now.
He don't do nothing.
My dad's virtuous? Oh, hell no. You done broke the internet.
He's a virtuous man. He's a God-fearing man. Ernest he don't
said,
do Ernest nothing.
Said knocking boots. Do things say first time I laugh like this all week. There you go. Man, I'm so glad. I'm happy.
I don't even know these things. I'm telling you.
Chaz and Hub said, keep it clean, y'all, please. Look, granddaddy needs two. Granddaddy
don't need no needs.
Granddaddy cooks.
Now.
What?
Now, if y'all just hear clapping in the middle, I think just watching a good movie. Stop.
Don't you help them? Don't you help them?
Good job.
What is wrong with you?
There you go. Hey,
I'm a papa later.
Nunzio Alfonso says coughing has become more threatening than pointing a gun. I know, man. Now you can do a bank robbery simply by entering. Listen. Put your hands up. Give me all your money.
That's so sad.
It is terrible. But just signed in. You guys are in a hot spot. Vaughn Precision. Y'all put your hands together for Vaughn Precision. We love him. Mike Five says, Daddy Plus Cooks. That's my daddy. That's my daddy. Go for it, Pops. Hey, what's up, Phil and girls? Hey, Jimmy Berry. How you doing? Ernest Granddaddy picks up one. With no teeth. wait.
To my knowledge, he has all his teeth.
Granddaddy picks up one with no teeth.
No,
you know
he can take them out. He did it.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he still had all
his
teeth.
My daddy got his grill.
He took him out and then he'll clap him. He did that.
No. My father, not my father.
Yes, he did it. He took him out. He's like, you want to see
it? Oh, Uncle Aaron, can you confirm?
No, baby.
Uncle Aaron, can you confirm or deny this? If you still watch
no.
Uncle Aaron,
you might be talking about my father's father.
Huh?
No.
He's there.
My grandpa.
I don't think my dad don't have no.
I don't think did he had.
I don't think he's got dentures.
You can take him out. It was a long time ago.
You better get
I
off them.
Look,
you better stay off them mimosas.
I think you might be thinking about somebody else.
Yeah, I think you think about somebody. My daddy got his teeth.
From my understanding, he got everything. Listen. Uncle Aaron, go ahead. Confirm or deny.
Uncle Aaron, break
confirm
that
or deny.
Listen.
Help us.
I'm 53 years old. I got 32 to include my wisdom. I got every two. Look at that. I can bite your arm off. Listen. And I got these jeans and corduroys and a couple of platinum shorts from my daddy. Gee, get it? Come on now. She's just going to shut up and sit. That's terrible. She didn't say anything. Entity. She didn't say anything.
I have no words.
All right. I think Ernest is talking about the lady. Oh, he talking about the lady. No, she got teeth too. I'm not sure. I don't know. But if she don't have teeth, she might want to visit a dentist.
It's better. Better.
Don't you hear that? What the hell is wrong with you? What?
I said nothing. Listen, anyone thinking anything nasty, that's on you, because I didn't say shit. You guys are nasty people. You nasty asses.
And you know what? We got it from you.
No, okay. I'm talking about everybody that's in here right now. Y'all some nasty asses. Y'all some corona needing, avoiding people. That's what you are.
Oh, my gosh.
But if she don't have teeth.
made that clarified butter today. You have really showed me how to step up my cooking game. Thank you for doing your show.
Because he know how to do things. Thank you, do things. I appreciate
that. We're trying not to encourage him. Okay. I'm trying here. This one is a traitor. This one is a traitor. She usually is the traitor. And that's how it goes. Okay.
Y'all killing me. Don't encourage him. Come.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
We're on for 54 minutes, y'all. And we ain't said shit important. We just in here messing around. Bored.
We are bored. You know what we did today? We watched Purple Rain. Okay. And it was my idea. All right. Listen. I was like, it's Netflix. Purple Rain's on. I'm going to watch Purple Rain. Daddy going to be like, why are you going to watch something you watch all the time? And then here he go.
I do every line.
Every line up in there.
He knew.
She about to take the earring off the boot.
That's not the Lake of Minnetonka.
That's exactly how it went today. And then, because he came in halfway through it. Again, we've all seen the movie a million times and stuff like that. He's like, go back to the beginning.
Go back to the beginning. I got hit a long version. Yep.
That's exactly how it went. So I've been trying to get Daddy to watch a documentary with me, but he won't watch the documentary.
Has anyone watched the, what's that?
Cat Don't one? F with Cats.
Has anyone watched Don't Fuck with Cats? That's a real name. I'm not cussing. That's a real name. Don't Fuck with Cats on Netflix.
I've been trying Has anyone to get seen him it? To watch it. I've been trying to get him to watch it, okay? And it's just because, to me, it was good. It was really, really good. I can shut up. I don't have to do no spoilers. I just think he should watch it.
Don't Fuck with Cats sounds like an anti-porn.
Daddy, trust me.
Did I say anti-porn?
Yes, it does. Okay. It's not what you think. I promise you, it's not what you think.
Uh-oh, Aaron says, Pop says, plenty of teeth. I believe he's only missing three. See, there you go. My daddy got a mouthful of tea.
It's genetic.
Okay.
So
I'm missing three.
You was dreaming, or you drinking another mimosa? There she go again, drinking another. Put your hands together for another mimosa. For that one there. Daryl says, "Got to run, Phil. Have a great night, and you all stay safe. You stay safe as well. If someone sneezes or cough, run, man. Just run. Don't even look back." Just, you know,
stop it.
What? That's what you should tell the people coughing. Stop it. Hold it in. Antoine says, Phil, my wife made me watch it. He said it's bullshit. I'm sorry. He said it's bullshit. And his wife made him watch it. She didn't ask him. Did she ask you to watch it? Or did she sit
Just
you down?
Watch it.
Was this a watch it or you on the couch situation?
I think he would like it.
What's it about? Okay. Ernest says, Phil, I'm smoking oxtails tomorrow. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to tell y'all. Oh, shit. Somebody run downstairs, turn off the stove. All right. I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Shit, you got long hair, girl.
Look, no weave. Like no, look, no weave. You see it do the extra pass? No weave there.
That was great.
That's crazy. Anyway, I was going to do some, I think they call them speckled butter beans. I was going to do some speckled butter beans today, but we're going to talk cooking now. Hold on. He said, if they call, spray them down with Lysol. There you go, man. There you go. Look, hand sanitizer, slap them, make sure it's moist, and then haul ass. But I was going to do some speckled butter beans frozen, but I cook all my beans in a stock. So I just made the stock, a ham hock stock. That's already done. We good? Huh? We good, baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took it off the eye too.
All right. So I got the stock done. I did B-roll. B-roll, for those of you that do YouTube videos, you have your A-roll where you're talking and everything's pointed on you, where you're explaining things. And then you have B-roll footage where it helps you tell the story. So it's other footage to help you get to where you want to go as far as your story, if you shoot videos that way. So I wanted to cut off the whole shucks. It took me about 4 hours to make the stock for these beans I'm going to film tomorrow. But I did B-roll, so it'd be very, very quick. You know, picture of the ham hocks,
some funky footage on the ham hocks, and then me putting ham hocks in the pot, and then some water, and then the fire, I mean, you know, the eye turning on the stove, and then me putting the pot on. Boom, boom, boom. That takes a couple seconds, and then I can explain all of that is going to make my stock. So when I shoot the footage tomorrow, I will show the supporting cast with the completed stock and the meat I pulled off the bones that I cooked tonight. So yeah, it's a 2-day process, but the video is going to be short. I'm trying to keep it about 8 to 10 minutes long, but that process takes a while. So if you still want to try to show that and tell the story, wow, how did I get into technical video talk?
I don't know.
But anyway, to be able to tell that story, you have to shoot some B-roll beforehand and then incorporate that into your editing for the video. What are you laughing at?
Okay, Aaron. Because I hear it in his voice.
Damn it, boy.
What are we going to do, cabbage and corned beef? Now, what's funny is I was the sacrificial lamb and went to Walmart to go get some supplies because I felt like I was in The Walking Dead. And I saw some corned beef and I was like, that sounds good. I wanted corned beef and potatoes. But, Daddy, can you make some corned beef and some?
I can, but we don't have potatoes. So now I got to do the Walking Dead run.
Listen, cabbage.
We leave the house, we're over an hour, guys. When we leave the house,
I'll be okay.
I have a soundtrack in my head. All right. Y'all ever play that game called The Rest of Us? When I leave the house, man. The Last of Us. I'm not expecting to see zombies, but I'm expecting to see infected people. All right. Everybody, if you're not in the car with me, you're the enemy. Okay, it's like a video game. I feel like somebody walk up, call for that. I should be able to get a crowbar and bash your brain out. I should be able to make you go away. You're infecting the planet. It's scaring me, man. I'm gonna tell you what happened today. I went to in my area. There's a grocery store called the Food Line. So I left the house, got the Food Line, got out, and I was like, listen. Whatever you do, don't accidentally cough because you will be in jeopardy. So I had that in my brain. I don't cough, don't sneeze, don't whimper, you know. So I'm in the car going, just to make sure everything's clear because I don't want to make a mistake and cough or sneeze. Ow. So now I get in the store and now I'm social distancing. Look at this. They in there. What, you precautionary? YouTubing anyway. You see, they don't trust nobody, not even me. Anyway,
we got it on it.
So I get to the store. I'm walking around. Now I'm trying to social distance myself. So I want to go down this aisle, but I get to there, I look, and there's somebody down there. I'm like, shit, I can't go down that aisle. So I go to the next aisle and try to go around about. So now I go around about in the back way, and that person was still looking at the same shit they was looking at. When I'm like, how long does it take to pick a noodle? You know what I'm saying? You want the half moon noodle? You want spaghetti? Pick a noodle, move out, man. You're wasting my time. But I couldn't say that because I thought they'd turn around and talk to me. Now I'm infected. Okay. So I drive around the backside. They still standing there. I'm like, well, shit. Let me go check around the string cheese. I love string cheese. So I had to back out. Beep, beep, beep.
Wait,
in my brain.
Oh, in your brain. I'm about to say, you did wear in the riding
thing. No, it's in my brain, man. Everything's a soundtrack when I get out because I'm in danger. So I back out. Antoine said, move, bitch. Anyway, I back out that aisle. I swing. So I'm going down by the meat section. Kind of got my eye to the right a little bit. Still no chicken. You know, I look down the toilet paper aisle just for a hobby. There ain't shit down that one. So I get around to, I swing around past the freaking milk. I already had milk. Didn't have to mess with butter. Obviously, I got a lot of butter. You look at my last video. I had so much butter, I made ghee. Anyway, kept on moving, got the string cheese. Now, by this time, they got to be away from the shit that I want. So I swing all the way back around again, and they were still looking at the same shit. I'm like, come on, man. Come on, how long does it take? So anyway, I dip back out of that row. I go down to the next row, and what I was looking for was some, what did I want? I wanted some frozen peas, some
the video I'm making about some frozen speckled beans. So I get down to that road. Nobody trying to get fresh food. You know, everybody want the shit that you don't need. They don't want the shit that's really good. So I go by there. I snatched up that what I wanted from there. I was trying to find some okra from the same brand, but they didn't have that brand. So I ended up having to get
generic okra.
Okra.
But did you
that shit okra, cooks, though? That shit, I got the okra.
Wait, you got the okra?
Yeah,
no,
I like okra.
I'm from the South.
So I swing all the way back around again to that same aisle, and all I wanted was some chips.
They were
still there looking at the same bag. I'm like, come on, people.
Okay, question. Were they older?
Yeah, they were older. I'm like, shit, you the one that shouldn't even be here. Standing around staring at the same bag of potato chips for 45 minutes.
Sorry, that's so wrong.
I know.
So we have a question.
Yes.
Why don't you do a family cook with all of you? So this is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mama ain't gonna go on camera.
She called me a diva.
Did you? Ooh, okay. Mom will not be a part of it because mom doesn't like being on camera. So that's part of the reason. Well, since we are social distancing and my hours have been cut at work, that might be a possibility. So it'll be 5 of the 6, possibly.
And usually I'm just Chaz and Hub. They said, do I have a slow cooker ZD video? I do not, but I do have, what did I call that? Tango Joe made a ZD pie or something like that. And I did one and I was so impressed with it. I call it like the Tango Teeny Pie is what. Look up Tango TD Pie, not Titty, TD, Tango ZD. Go to my channel and look for the ZD Pie, man. That thing was amazing. It was awesome. But no, I don't have any ZD slow cooker, but that's a good idea. I might just steal that shit. I sure will. Sincerely, Lucy says, I remember the one time mom was on camera briefly. I know. Y'all remember when she showed up and I shushed her away?
She's elusive.
I don't think I've made a jambalaya. Have I made a jambalaya? I'm going to do that. Hey, Ernest said, titty pie sounds delicious.
I hope you meant Zitty.
No, he said titty pie. Now, if I wouldn't go to jail for being a cannibal, I'd jump right on that. Look at that face. That's awesome.
He does this to mess with me.
Hold on, I'm missing so many comments. Afro Power says, I think we... Hold on, let me roll up. Where's my cursor? Afro Power said something. I think we will get a cure this April. I'm hopeful about the future. Man, listen. You already have a cure. It's in you. I want you guys to think back. Those of you that are old enough, back when I was a kid, I want to say about 9, 10, 11 years old, the flu that you guys are used to now, we wasn't used to then, about 30, 40 years ago. And a lot of people died. Okay, now, they didn't shut down America like it did this time. But we also didn't have the internet, and we also didn't have the way we can get information out in America now. We didn't have that then. A lot of people died from the regular flu. A few years later, they came up with the vaccine, and then everyone was like, hey, we got a flu vaccine. And people were like, no, don't take it. They're trying to kill you. It's the mark of the beast. Same shit they're saying now. Okay, so this is a do-over. Okay, it's a different flu over, but it's a do-over. All right, guys, this thing's going to run its course. Now, people socially distancing, I can't even say the word, I've been having trouble, socially distancing themselves is just trying to mitigate. It's trying to lessen the amount of people that can catch this rapidly and have to go to the through our medical systems and overwhelm the medical system. That's all this is. Now, You got people calling it fake news. You know who they are. You got people saying it's not true. You know who they are. You got people saying we're immune. Them young fucks going out to freaking spring break. You know who they are.
And that is Generation Z.
That's Generation not millennials. Z. The millennials are still trying to figure out the fuck's going on.
We are exempt. That's Generation Z. Lanicia isn't even a part of that. Thank God.
But anywho,
I miss mine.
The point is this. This is a natural occurrence. Now, whether someone, conspiracy theorist saying that this was created by some shit, some people experimenting, it got released by mistake, whatever. You're talking about a virus. It gets in you. It duplicates, makes you sick. Either your body can compensate or not. The ones who have compromised immune systems can't compensate and they wake up dead. The ones that can overcome it don't wake up dead. But don't let your hair catch on fire. Stop buying all the fucking toilet paper. People, come on now. You're killing me. All right? It's a virus. A virus for your immune. It's an upper respiratory thing. We're talking pneumonia, difficulty breathing, that type of shit. Nowhere, anywhere, and you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, did anyone announce that your ass was going to get drippy? It didn't say that. No one said it's going to be a diarrhea virus. It says upper respiratory. Initially, it was. It went from funny to serious. See, y'all did this. Anyway, it's an upper respiratory. It's a breathing thing, pneumonia thing. Can't breathe. You kick the bucket. Or if you have heart problems, you can't breathe. Your body gets stressed. Your heart stops. You wake up dead. Ain't nobody said anything about your ass dripping. Nobody said shit about toilet paper. Did I say shit? Anyway, come on, y'all. Stop it. Stop.
Niecy has a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So would you say, I know none of us about this. Would you say the virus is the scary part or how people's bodies handle it is the scary part?
The virus is the scary part. Because nobody knows how your body's going to handle it. I'm different from her. She's different from her. She's different from her.
But we all came from these nuts.
Thank you for that.
Skip social distancing.
Social distance is my ass. Anyway, my thing is this. You have the virus. We have the virus to deal with. And it's going to make it. Until we have a vaccine or a cure, you're going to deal with it. And a lot more people are going to catch it. There are so many people that have it already that are undocumented because there's not enough tests right now. Not going to get into that piece.
Corona's.
I don't understand why people keep buying all the fucking toilet paper. That's my issue. Leave it to keep toilet paper alive, y'all. Buy what you need. Leave what you don't. All right. Let's go back. Oh, I'm missing comments now. When we were kids, this is from Doc Type 1. When we were kids, we didn't go to doctors, and we might have swam in shit-filled lakes. I know, man. I know. I used to drink out of water fountains. We used to turn on the fire hydrants just because it was too fucking hot, and the fire department would show up because we would lower the pressure because you couldn't flush your toilets. I know. Sam Ross, went to Staples today, had to tell a lady at the door what I wanted, how long I would be. And that I can't use cash and to set my cash or debit card on the register to move 6 feet. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? Ooh. Y'all better learn how to use three seashells.
What?
The three seashells. See, you hear these children, they don't understand, man. Antoine, they don't understand. I wish we had the three seashells.
What's that?
You hear them asking? They don't know. Amateurs. Amateurs.
Explanation, please.
If we had the three seashells, we wouldn't have this problem at all.
What does that mean?
Put your hands together for the three seashells. Antoine, I'm going to revel in this because they have no knowledge. They have no idea. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sam. Sam knows what I'm talking about.
I will Google it. What does this mean?
Three seashells.
I'm sick of it.
You listen, there's a big time gap. These people don't understand. I'm talking about the ones behind me and one to my left. The three seashells would save our life.
I
Doc Type 1 says, or just insult people and give them your address and tell them to come to your house.
What is the three seashells?
She's asking Siri. She's asking Google what's a 3D seashell.
Stop. You ain't talking. It's messing it up. What are the three seashells?
That's awesome.
Look, if he won't give me the answer, the internet will.
Jazz and Hub said, you have a great memory. That video was from 2015. I'm going to make a version tomorrow.
I'm listening. Oh, there's Demolition Man. What is this?
They never... Keep watching. They never answer the question. She Googled it. She Googled it.
Shh, I can't hear.
She Googled it. Doesn't know how to use 3C. Put it closer to the mic, babe. She Googled the 3C. All right, babe. Come on, let's move on. Let's move on. I'll tell you about 3 T-shirts.
Wait, you won't explain?
I'll explain.
Okay. I'll explain. Because I'm lost.
Ernest says, ask Alexa. He said, ask Alexa. Them other ones are a joke. The 3 seashells are a joke. It's a movie called Demolition Man. Freaking Sylvester Stallone obviously was the lead. And Wesley Snipes was the bad guy. Mm-hmm. It's a futuristic thing. And Antoine said, please keep this video. I will. I know it's an hour long. I'm keeping it. But anyway, during the series of the movie, mm-hmm. Sylvester Stallone goes to the bathroom for a while. Then he'll come back. And at one point, if you cuss, you get a receipt for a bill. So he go into the bathroom and have to cuss a lot so he get enough paper so he can wipe his ass because he didn't know how to use the 3 seashells. So for the whole movie, he kept asking, well, what are the 3 seashells for? They're like, ah, ha, ha, he doesn't know how to use the 3 seashells. So the 3 seashells are used for when you go to the bathroom and take a shit, but it never explained what the 3 seashells were for. So this is where we are now. We have the coronavirus. Everyone's buying up the toilet paper, but we wouldn't have a problem if we had the 3 seashells and we knew how to use them. Thank you so much.
That's horrible.
No, that's awesome.
That's horrible.
You have to watch the movie.
I'm going to.
Sandra Bullock's in it.
I saw her in it.
Look, Ernest says, he says, they're lost, Phil. Yes, they are.
They're lost. I think the movie came out in like 93.
Mm-hmm. And you were born when?
87.
Okay, so
I was like 6 or 7 years old.
It's like vintage to them.
Yeah, I
was. Those two were seashells.
Okay. I can't. Anyway, so this is kind of like the Rambo thing when you made me watch Rambo.
I didn't make you watch Rambo.
I enjoyed it.
Rambo, listen. The first two Rambo.
I enjoyed it.
First Blood. Ow. I'm just joking, guys. No corona. Look at this. You better not spray me.
Cover your glass. No. Cover your glass.
Listen, Quentin, you better not spray me. Don't you spray. I'm married with it. I'm married. I'm living with assholes. It's my fault, though. I made them. Anyway, hold on. I made them. And that smells good, though.
It does.
Everybody's like wafting. What is this? Clorox disinfectant. Y'all, this smells good. Buy this. It smells good.
It's not in stock.
If you can find 99%, 99.9 of germs eliminated and odors. Wow.
And it has coronavirus on it.
Well, we got a lot of coronavirus.
Yes, I know stuff. This is a different strain.
Uh-oh, Nana Papa. So everybody put your hands together for Nana Papa. Thank you so much.
I get so excited.
They say, ain't nobody in this house being bored. Love you.
We love we them love so you too. Much.
We do. We do. Ernest says assholes don't fall too far from the tree. I made them. Yep. They came from a place that was dangerously close to my asshole.
Nope.
Say it. D's what?
Stop it.
Ow.
Stop hitting me.
All right. That's enough of that.
Rocky. Rocky is a fantastic franchise.
We love Rocky.
We do love Rocky.
Well, they're both great.
Yes.
Now y'all notice this. As the franchise gets older and older and older, they start forgetting to come up with new snappy titles. They just call them their name. What was the last movie from the Rocky series?
Creed 2?
No, it's called Rocky Balboa.
Wait, so it was Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5, Rocky Balboa, Creed 2. Right?
Well, no, I was talking about the Rocky thing. Creed's a whole different thing.
Wait, if Rocky's in it, it's still a part of it.
Well, I got you there. Now, Rambo. Rambo 1, Rambo 2, Rambo 3, blah, blah. And the very last one was called what? John Rambo. Come on, man.
I heard that one doesn't work.
I enjoyed it. Hack and slash. Hack and slash.
I haven't seen it.
Sam Ross says, I use grandma's disinfectant. 90% water, 10% bleach.
Oh, Nana just asked us, love you. You need homemade soup or anything?
They say yes. They will say, listen, look, Jonathan and Wendy, they'll say yes.
Anything from you.
Just because it's covered from you, they want it. Because that way they feel like they touching you. They'll say yes. They're going to say yes. Would you like a booger pie? Yes. That's my girl. Look, love is unconditional in this house.
Yes.
Yes, right.
This is very true.
Yeah. They be like, Nana and Papa, they want to punch us in the mouth. We'll take 6, please. So we can share for everybody.
Because those won't be punches. Those be love taps.
They'll be love taps. That's right. And look, and then they'll argue. Look, I only got one.
You got 2. What's wrong with you? No.
That came from Nana and Papa. Yeah, I want to get punched twice. You don't get one. I'll be like, listen, I'll give you half of mine.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
I'm a father. I got to share.
Club Utopia. Your daughter with that stop it is classic. I'm sorry. I have to because he won't stop.
Double D says, fists of love. That's awesome. Guys, we're on here just messing around. We got nothing really specific to say. We just in here laughing.
I'm trying to get him watch a documentary. He still won't watch.
Yeah. What's the name of that show?
Don't fuck with cats, Dad.
I'm not. I don't want to.
And that's the title, so you can't get mad at me.
I will watch it. I will watch it.
With me?
Nana and Papa say, you guys are crazy.
And deranged.
And deranged.
Look, just be happy to make you watch Sweeney Todd with me.
Oh, the one with
Johnny Depp and Helen.
I watched that. That was all right.
I enjoyed it.
That was our Bloodskeet.
I know, right?
That was awesome.
That was great. You know what? All I realized.
This is what we'll do.
This is what I realized that in Sweeney Todd, a lot of those folks were in Harry Potter. It made it so much easier.
But look, you pick a series to watch, and then I'll pick a series and you watch.
But see, I want you to watch documentaries more than I want you to watch series.
Watching is watching.
Okay, see, because Ozark starts tomorrow, so I'm going to try to finish
Steve Miller Ozark. Says, crazy and awesome.
Look, I'm trying to watch, his other daughter.
Bam!
Stop it. Hold on. Stop it. It's one of them.
I got to find it. Where is it? The other daughter.
Hey, it happens.
See, now I was a religious Doctor Who person, but I hadn't watched it. See, the guy with the bushy hair, I'm talking about back in the 70s. After the guy with the bushy hair went away, I'm talking to Ram Chill. It kind of got hard for me to transition. I know Doctor Who, you know, the Time Lord never dies and always reincarnates into a different body. After the guy with the bushy hair and the hat and the scarf, it wasn't the same.
Ozark does start tomorrow. I'm so excited for Ozark.
See, now that's good because I haven't watched any Ozark. How many seasons?
When tomorrow starts, it'll be 3.
Good. I can binge watch. Right now, I'm trying to catch up with Lucifer. I just started season 2.
Excellent.
Because Lucifer got dropped. Fox dropped him. I think Fox dropped him. And then Netflix picked him up. So he ended up with season 4. But right now, I started season two.
Hold on. Doc Type 1 says, watch 20 feet from stardom, then don't fuck with cats. Great compromise.
20 feet from... Okay, I won't say no. I won't say no.
As long as he watches the cats one, that's all I'm worried about.
Look, I thought she was trying to find an excuse to say fuck again. She didn't. I'm impressed.
I know my limits.
Thank you. I love you.
I know my...
I love you, daughter.
I love you too, Pasha.
Can I get some good wild game recipes? Yes, you can. Physics of fishing as soon as I can get some good wild game.
Wait, does Lucifer really have corona?
No, Lucifer doesn't. Maybe the actor.
Wait, same difference.
He'll be all right.
Wait, we don't know.
Wait, or look. Is that Luther with corona? I don't know.
No, I think it's Luther with corona because Luther is Idris Elba.
Yeah, Luther, Idris Elba has corona. Here's my thing. I don't know if they have it or not. I don't know those people. Chicago Low says, yeah, me too. Wasn't the same Doctor Who. See? Here's my thing, guys. I start out with a series. All right, I'm about to go there. Don't get mad at me. I start out with a series that I enjoy, but then if it takes a turn that I don't like, then I'll drop it like a bad habit.
Game of Thrones. Okay.
No, Game of Thrones was good. The ending kind of sucked. I never even watched the ending, to be honest with you.
You don't have to.
Look, but
you don't have to. All you got to do is watch the first three episodes of season 8 and just end it there. You'll be fine.
My thing is this, like, what's that one? Empire. Before Jussie, what's it called?
Juicy Smooley.
That's from Dave Chappelle. until Juicy Smooley messed it up for everybody. Season one was excellent. Excellent. It was the what's her name?
Taraji.
No.
Cookie.
It was a cookie show. I was loving me the cookie show.
Cookie.
The Empire was the cookie show. Season two, it was the cookie show. But there was this one scene, and I'm gonna say it. I'm just gonna say it.
When you had
Justice Smollett, he was in an aisle. He was in a hallway, and there was this guy who was trying to seduce him, and he was wanting to. He just wanted
and
to give him a blowjob.
He
wanted to give him a blowjob, and I'm talking prime time TV. You know, and I'm like, listen, back when I was growing up. In Chicago, some of y'all might remember this, there was cable TV on TV. It was called on TV. You had to get the little cable box and put it on top of your TV and pay a little extra money, blah, blah, blah. So you go from regular TV, where we're watching The Brady Bunch, Fantasy Island, The Love Boat, that type of shit. Miller.
Wait, no more boosters. Hey, family, y'all look good to me. Okay. Just got off the ER. Stay safe. This mess really. Who died last night.
Sorry, no more boots. Listen.
I'm sorry.
I got totally changed now.
Yeah.
I know you're working in the ER, and I applaud you, and I appreciate you for your efforts during this trying time. Be safe. Be careful. Don't you catch this nonsense.
Please be safe.
But, hey, all you can do is the best you can. You can't save the world. Yeah. You can't save the world. All you can do is the best you can. Which turns me, look, Ramchild, hey, remind me of this shortly. Let me get this story out. You're talking about TV Spectrum on TV and all that stuff. Remind me about this, Ramchild. But let me say this. Back to No More Boots. You can't save the world, man. You can't. You can try.
I think that's
but
a woman.
You can't. Or woman or man. I'm sorry. I'm going to go all the way back to Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I'm a soldier. I got four people I'm responsible for, a team leader, and we're about to go from Saudi Arabia, where we had been for months, into Iraq, so we can start trying to freaking, we're doing this war, all right? Shoot people, take names later type of stuff. Anyway, we get to a position where we're within artillery range from, I'm going to get real with you guys, artillery range from the Iraqi army. So we couldn't dig in because the ground was too hard. They had shell rock and all this stuff. So we started stacking up stones to get some type of protection. If we're going to get hit by artillery, we need to protect ourselves because getting blown up sucks. Anyway, while me and my other four people, part of, you know, my team, which is part of a squad, which is part of a platoon, which is part of the company, which is part of a battalion, blah, 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 gets bigger and bigger. But I'm responsible for three people and myself. And we start digging in the best we can. And there's a newspaper here at Fort Bragg called The Paraglide. So we had an embedded media guy wanting to do interviews. So we're stacking up these this rock and trying to make positions so that if something blows up, at least we got some type of protection. I know this is a crazy turn, but I'll get back to what I'm saying. So me and my guys are doing this, and he's like, hey, your name's Sergeant. Well, I don't even think I was a sergeant. I was a specialist at the time. Specialist, really? Yeah. What are you doing? Hey, we're in this position. We're trying to set up a defense, blah, blah, blah. We're in artillery range. But I never stopped to look at the guy. I'm building me a position, and my guys are doing the same thing. He says, hey, man, specialist, how do you guys play? How are you trying to win this war? And I stopped what I was doing. I was like, listen, man, I can't win this war. That's too big for me. This is huge. I'm not trying to win a war. I can't do that. But I can try to take these other three guys back to their wives, girlfriends, and parents. So the moral of the story is this. All right. No more boots. You're not trying to save the world. You're trying to do the best you can, because that's what I did. I had four people and myself on our way to a war where a lot of people got killed. Not too many on our side, but we didn't know what our destiny was going to be. But I wasn't trying to win a war. I was trying to take care of the people that I was responsible for. So I applaud you. Do the best you can. Don't let it weigh on your shoulders, because once one weight's off, another one's going to pile right on. And if you hang on to one and another one piles on, that's when you get overwhelmed. Deal with that weight. Good, bad, or indifferent. Let that weight go. Move on to the next weight.
She just responded.
She said, I'm a good
Air Force woman at that. I'm not touching or dealing with the infected on the low. I will sign their name before they use my pen. Get my drift.
I get your drift. Do that. Be safe. Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. That went dark real quick.
It did.
All right,
we are at over an hour.
We're an hour and a half, guys. We are about to get off of this bad boy.
Oh, wait, your there was somebody.
See my daughter's faces right now. What?
But when he gets serious, we get serious.
What?
There was somebody saying like, "What you look for?" I got wild.
Which one, sweetie? What you looking
for? I got wild duck breasts.
Oh, shoot, man. Hold on. No, I got to scroll back. Shoot, man. You said breast. He said, where?
I'm the one that always gives him these looks. I'm sorry.
Like, go to the bottom. It wasn't that
far. I lost it. There it is. What are you looking for? Physics or fishing? What are you looking for? I got wild duck breast. Man, I got wild duck cooking skills. Listen, shoot me a message either through email. You can find that on YouTube. Shoot me a message, man. If you want to kill an antelope and mail me that motherfucker, I'll cook it. I swear I will. But did I say antelope? Anyway. But hey,
you'll find a way.
You'll definitely get the shout out, and I'll definitely cook, and I will appreciate it, because that's something out of my comfort zone, and I got no problem with trying to cook something out of my comfort zone. You got to learn. You sink or swim. Sink or swim. Anywhere in life, in YouTube or whatever you do, I got girls behind me. I can't fail. I can't fail. It's not in my nature. But thank you for that. All right. Rom Chill says great commentary. All right. Sorry for that, guys. That's how I deal with my deployments field. There you go, Blue Court. That's the way you do it. You can only take care of the people you're responsible for. Can't save the world. All right. Can I cook a raccoon? If I get a raccoon, I can cook it. I can cook it. I can cook anything.
You good?
Anyway, folks, I appreciate this time. I will not delete this. I try not to keep a lot of talking head videos on my YouTube channel, but I am going to put out a cooking video tomorrow. Well, actually, my next cooking video is going to come out on a Monday, but I am going to do a live coming up here pretty quick. My little brother says, way to keep it all the way real, bro. 100. Thank you, Aaron. Put your hands together for my little brother, Aaron. I shouldn't say little brother. I say younger brother because he ain't little.
Wow.
What? It's the truth.
Don't call.
Now look, I didn't say truth. Like I didn't say it's the truth. I said it's the truth.
Look, don't call my uncle out.
I ain't calling him out. Listen, it is what it is. Like Aaron would say, it is what it is.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, I love you guys. I'm about to jump up off of here. I appreciate you guys spending this time with
thanks
my
for
nonsense.
Dealing with our nonsense.
And I love you like cooked food. Like I always say, we are out of here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be safe. Really? Wash your freaking hands. Wash your hands, people, and don't touch your face. One.